Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Sparky Fiver, 1250 AM, The Fan, live from the Wendy's studios here at 55 past the hour. Don't forget, right now at Wendy's, kickstart your morning with a new breakfast burrito. This isn't your average breakfast burrito. We're talking 6 strips of bacon, seasoned potatoes, 2 fresh cracked eggs, and 2 slices of cheese, all wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. It's a complete breakfast in one hand, ready to go anywhere you go. Introducing Wendy's new breakfast burrito. Being joined now by Eric Name, Milwaukee Bucks beat writer for The Athletic. And of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Eric_Name. Buy his book, 100 Things Bucks Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Eric, let's talk about what the Bucks did at the NBA trade deadline. Obviously, Robin Lopez goes for a player that nobody will ever see play in the NBA, but it frees up just over $8 million in luxury tax money for the Milwaukee Bucks owners, which is great. Also puts him in a position to possibly avoid the second apron of the luxury tax. And then, of course, the trade that I certainly didn't see coming, the Milwaukee Bucks trading campaign and a second-round pick in 2027 for point guard Pat Beverley. Did you see it coming?
I don't know if I saw that particular one coming, but I think when you looked at this trade deadline, I know this time of year is always a time where people get excited about the endless possibilities. But I think one thing I tried to do in my writing and, you know, discussing this team was, you know, trying to lay out that the possibilities weren't so endless this year. You know, the Bucks wanted to keep their top four, that core four that they have intact. So no Giannis, no Dame, no Chris, no Brook in any trades. So if you keep them out of it, that's going to take you out of, you know, trading for another all-star, essentially. And then you go down to that next level, and, you know, you have Bobby Portis, you know, who's making $11 million, Pat Connaughton, who's making $9 million. Those were going to be the kind of guys that you had to trade to try to get another impact, another impactful player. And it just didn't seem like they really had a lot from a player perspective to trade. And then when you looked at their picks, you know, they could have gotten creative in trying to find ways to further pick swap their pick swaps, but they didn't have any first rounders to trade. The only second rounders that they had to trade were the Blazers 2024 pick, which looks like the number 35 pick in the draft right now, this upcoming draft, and the 2027 second round pick. And when you put together all of that, and you're trying to figure out, like, okay, what could they really do? Even when you add in, you know, guys like Marjon Beauchamp or Campaign that you might trade at the bottom of the roster, there just wasn't really a package that the Bucks could, in my mind, put together that was really going to allow them to compete for truly, you know, like the guys that are somewhere between 4 and 7 in your rotation. They could only really compete for the guys 7 to 10 in the rotation. And I think in Patrick Beverley, they found a pretty clear upgrade. I think this Bucks team has had a bunch of guards that play offense, whether it's Damian Lillard, Malik Beasley, Campaign. All three of those guys are offense-first players, and that's what this Bucks team kind of had. In Patrick Beverley, you got someone that, yeah, might not be much of an offensive player, but he really brings it on the defensive end, and that's just not something that this roster really has. And I think just switching out an offense-first backup point guard in Campaign for a defense-first backup point guard in Patrick Beverley, I think really helps out because it gives a different look. It allows you to play lineups that might be a bit more stout on defense. If you really want to, you could play him next to Damian Lillard and use him in a shooting guard role as well. Like, I just think it gives you a lot more options and gives you, you know, kind of a pitch that the Bucks couldn't throw before. So even though it is on the margins, I do think it's a pretty clear upgrade for the Bucks.
This Milwaukee Sports Timeout is brought to you by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Bet on all your favorite sports 24/7. Enjoy over 70 self-service kiosks, wall-to-wall TVs, free parking, great food, and a full bar. Bet big, bet bold. Learn more at paysbig.com.
It feels like it was a fallback plan because I think everybody coming into this thing was assuming, and maybe wrongly, that John Horst was going to be on the hunt for a wing defender first and foremost before anything else. And it appears, as you just pointed out, they don't have necessarily a lot of assets to deal from. And because maybe he wasn't able to get that done, then it fell back to kind of changing the backup point guard.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the wings that ended up getting traded, like, you know, throughout all this process, right, there was, two weeks before the trade deadline even started to heat up, you know, Chris Haynes had reported that the Bucks have registered interest in DeJounte Murray. That's great. I think if you could ask John Horst, he'd register interest in trading for Kevin Durant. But there's certain things that just aren't going to be possible. So you kind of look through all of this and, you know, a guy like Dorian Finney-Smith, he doesn't even get moved because the Nets had such a high price on him. The cheaper option from the Nets, Royce O'Neal, goes for 3 second-round picks, something that the Bucks simply couldn't match with what they have on their roster. And you just kind of go through this, and I just think the price for wing defenders was something that the Bucks couldn't afford. And that kind of ended up playing out as you watch the day unfold.
Let's talk a little bit. That Robin Lopez deal for some 29-year-old European player that hasn't even really played all that much the last couple of years, that was just to get a deal done. But more importantly, you know, you free up yourself $8 million and some change off of that luxury tax, which is great. But the bigger deal for those that really pay close attention to it is maybe it gets you under the second apron, which opens up other possibilities. But as was brought up on the Green Growing podcast last night with Nathan Marzan and myself, is because of the buyout market, and you have to have signed somebody under, what is it, $12.4 million or whatever it is on the buyout market for the Bucks. Does this prohibit them now from going out and doing that in fear of going back into that second apron possibly? Because that's where, I guess, we were kind of confused.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No, not really. So it, when you go through all of this, you have to factor in unlikely bonuses for a player.
Like Middleton?
So like Chris Middleton has about, I think it's $2.16 million in unlikely bonuses this year. So until those bonuses are figured out at the end of the season, how the salary cap works is that they're factored into it. That is just going to be what your salary cap number is in regards to, you know, the different aprons and stuff like that. So the Bucks are, during the season, going to be considered a second apron team no matter what. And being under the second apron in regards to bio players wouldn't do anything for you, because the restriction about signing bio players that made more than the mid-level applies to teams with the first apron. So no matter what, the Bucks are going to be over the first apron. So no matter what, they're going to be out, even if they look under the second apron or could get under it at the end of the year. Like, no matter what, that restriction applies to teams that go over the first apron. So no matter what, the Bucks are just not going to be able to sign a guy like Kyle Lowry, who made, I think, 20-some million
right
before that. That's more than the mid-level. So they are out on all those guys. I think Spencer Dinwiddie would be in the same situation. He made more money than what the mid-level is. So no matter what, the Bucks are going to be, if they want to fill that roster spot, they're going to be looking at guys that were making less than the mid-level exception before they got bought out. And ultimately, I mean, I think it's going to be interesting, right? Like you mentioned, the luxury tax savings and stuff like that. As I always kind of try to tell people when they ask about, oh, you know, do the owners care? Are they spending enough money? I can only go by actions. So, you know, over the years when, you know, they were thinking about trading Malcolm Brogdon, not trading Malcolm Brogdon, they told us that they're all for paying the luxury tax as long as they believe the team's a winner. When it came to Malcolm Brogdon, they decided to trade him so they didn't have to pay the luxury tax. Okay, that told us what we needed to know. That was their action. Over the years, they've said, you know, we are willing to pay and do all that, and I think this will be an interesting test, right? Because the savings is pretty clear. If you want to go with 14 guys on the roster the rest of the year, you can save all that money for the luxury tax. That's great. Or you can go out there and try to find another player and fill that 15th spot. So we'll see kind of what they do. I do think the Bucks are interested in filling that spot with a bio player, but you never know how these things unfold. But, and again, you can't know what they want to do until it actually does.
But isn't there ramifications to being in that second apron as far as what they can do then next offseason, as far as, you know, stacking salaries together in order to make a trade and so forth, and that if they're in that second apron, maybe they can't do that? Isn't there ramifications to being there versus not being there in the offseason?
Yeah, so once you get to the offseason, there is some of that. And really, it's going to be probably about how many of Chris Middleton's unlikely bonuses end up hitting. I think when you look at some of those bonuses, some of them may be about championships and stuff like that, but others can be about games played or something simpler. And you got to kind of let all of that play out. And the Bucks will know that situation better than, you know, what they're going to share publicly. Like, they will know exactly what Chris's bonuses are and how unlikely or how likely the unlikely are to hit, or vice versa. So yeah, I do think there's some of this that you just kind of watch it and let play out, because there are very slight advantages to not being a second apron team, but there is also it's probably about a 7 to 10 day window, you know, between the end of the season and when free agency actually starts, where the numbers will change a little bit because the season will be over and you'll figure those things out. So it's a spot where the Bucks have some flexibility, but also, you know, the Bucks thought they were going to have some flexibility, and then they hit an unlikely bonus when Drew Holiday was an NBA championship player in 2021. So you kind of got to let these things play out, but it does seem like there is some possible flexibility, but also if there is, then that means you probably didn't meet a bunch of your goals, and you're going to feel like it was a disappointment of a season anyway.
Seeing a lot of Bucks fans on social media over the last week complaining that Doc should have, you know, started with home games versus starting with a tough West Coast trip, and that wasn't the smart thing to do, and so forth. I guess I'm on the opposite side of it. While I agree it was totally weird to have him sitting watching the other staff for two games in the stadium, which that was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. I didn't mind the fact that they started on the road, because I just think, maybe you disagree, obviously you're with them, there's less distractions, there's more time to bond, there's more time to focus on what you're trying to get done. So that didn't bother me as much as seemingly it bothered some Bucks fans.
Yeah, I think I don't know if there's ever going to be a good spot to, you know, hire, fire a coach in the middle of the season. You know, I think when you look through some of those things, you know, maybe you fire him, you fired Griff earlier and you get to Detroit, and because you have a new coach and they don't quite know what they're doing, they lose to the Pistons. And then after that, you'd say, well, that was stupid. You should have let the old coach get through the game and get the win, and then, you know, then get your new coach, because you're going to lose those games. Like, I just think there's a lot in hindsight that you can look at and say, like, oh, of course, this is what should have happened. But, you know, if you're looking at it all the way in hindsight, you'd say, of course, you should have hired a coach that you didn't need to fire in the middle of the season. I just think it's not an ideal situation no matter what. I don't think the timing's ever going to feel right. And whatever coach takes over in the middle of the season is going to go through some struggles as they try to implement kind of everything that they're doing. So, yeah, this is a particularly rough stretch. You know, 5-game, 10-day road trip, a back-to-back after one day of rest, a day after the trade deadline. It's pretty rough. I'm not going to lie. But I think one thing that we've seen, while everyone would like all the fans would like more wins, the Bucks would like more wins, I think one thing that's kind of surprised me throughout is, while the Bucks were losing on this road trip, kind of all of them in the locker room were talking about how much more confident they felt about what was going on, how much better they felt about the things that they were doing defensively. Like, you don't always hear that in the NBA. When guys lose, they don't like talking about the upside. And to be clear, plenty of these guys said there are no moral victories. And Jay Crowder's like, yeah, we got to start turning this into wins. But at the same time, I think there's like a level of belief and confidence behind the things that they're doing that I don't know existed before they made the change in head coach.
Well, one last thing. How is the confidence of Andre Jackson Jr. and Marjon Beauchamp, especially Beauchamp? Like, I can't even imagine mentally where he's at right now after playing quite a bit early on in the season to now kind of watching outside of, you know, junk time at the end of a game, not getting any run whatsoever. I can only imagine where they may be at.
Yeah, I think they're two very different players. I think Andre, because of his skill set, is kind of he always has a level of belief in what he does, because, you know, scoring doesn't necessarily define him. He can kind of do some of those other things. And because of that, I think he can feel confident in his level, in what he brings to the table, like every night he goes out there. I think Marjon, on the other hand, has, you know, had big scoring nights, you know, enjoyed, you know, being able to see himself with the ball in his hands and things like that. And if you are going through those changes in playing time, I think it's a little bit more difficult to come in to a game and be like, well, you know, one of the things I bring to the table is my scoring or my shooting, and I haven't played in a while, so I don't really have any rhythm, so those two things aren't going well. And then it's easier for confidence problems to kind of build in those things to kind of go down like that. So I think, and maybe it's also Andre just, you know, only going through this once, as opposed to Marjon, who's had, you know, two coaches in 2 years, or I guess technically three coaches if you include the, or four coaches, I guess, if you include the Joe Prunty kind of timeline, and you include Doc in there as well. So I think it's probably been a little bit harder on Marjon than it has been on Andre. But yeah, it's not an ideal situation for either of them, especially considering, you know, since Doc Rivers has kind of taken over, that the young guys outside of AJ Green haven't seen a lot of run.
And by the way, I'm Green and Growing a couple shows ago. I brought this up. And the more I think about it, the more it makes sense. Doc Rivers let Joe Pronti coach the All-Star game. My God, he was the interim coach after Kidd. Now he's the interim coach in between this bizarre situation. If anybody deserves some type of accolades here, it's Joe Pronti, Eric.
I think Doc Rivers would agree with you, and I think he would suggest that you take it up with Adam Silver.
So Silver won't let him back out then, essentially.
I mean, there's rules in place around the league that they need to uphold, and that's kind of the situation that they're in. But yeah, Doc Rivers has been very clear that he does not have much interest in coaching the All-Star game.
Hey, man, you know, the flu's going around. You get sick. It happens. Follow Eric Name on Twitter at Eric_Name. Go buy his book, 100 Things Bucks Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, which, of course, is read all of Eric's stuff over at The Athletic. Eric, thanks so much for coming on, man, and so proud of you, buddy. You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.